You're listening to SBS News.
Temporary visa holders who are struggling because of the pandemic say they feel let down after being given this directive by the acting Immigration Minister, Alan Tudge.
We ask those foreign nationals who are here on temporary visas to continue looking after yourselves, and if you are unable to do that, then to make arrangements to return home where you can get the support that you might need.
While those on short-term visas can't access the welfare benefits available to Australians, the government has announced some temporary measures. Visa conditions have been relaxed for migrant workers in key industries such as health, aged care, disability care, agriculture, and food processing. Those with working rights will also be allowed to access $10,000 of their superannuation. Critics have slammed the changes, arguing those without the means to support themselves have been left stranded. The Migrant Workers Centre is calling for more assistance from the government, saying short-term visa holders have no social safety net. Many workers don't have enough savings to pay for an airfare home and have limited access to superannuation and healthcare. Director Matt Kunkel says the Morrison government is abandoning temporary visa holders in Australia by locking them out of a wage subsidy and welfare payments.
I just think that they're being willfully ignorant to the real situation of these people. Many of the 1.1 million workers in this situation have no way to return to their countries of birth. Their borders are closed, flights are cancelled, and these temporary migrant workers are already living below the poverty line with nowhere to buy an airline ticket anyway.
Alina Nguyen from the Australian Federation of International Students is one temporary migrant who's facing an uncertain future. The student has worked in hospitality for the past 2 years until she was recently laid off from her job at a restaurant.
It's really hard for me right now to if my job is now end and I have no income, no support from the government. So I'm really worried about what's coming up next for me in a couple of months.
Many other international students have lost their jobs and had classes, placements and internships cancelled. They also face the challenges of paying high tuition fees and possibly breaching student visa conditions as courses are delayed indefinitely. Ms. Nguyen says international students are bearing the brunt of the crisis and are facing mental health issues.
I know it's really, it's a different time for everyone, but international student, I believe that they are the most vulnerable people during this time. So I guess for now, international students are stuck in Australia. We cannot go home.
The situation is dire for those wishing to return to their home countries with the cancellation of international flights and tighter border restrictions. Miguel Mudbidri is a Sydney migration agent who works with clients from Asia and South America. He says he has received calls from a large number of clients worried about how they will return home.
It's all well and good to say the people must leave, but where and how are they going to leave if some of the countries have the borders closed? And also there isn't enough planes to leave. So that's going to be a main issue.
Many short-term migrants are also unable to receive financial help from their families overseas, who have also lost their jobs or are in lockdown. Mr. Mudbidri says temporary visa holders aren't expecting the government to give them handouts. He calls for alternative measures to be put in place, including the easing of visa conditions, loans for international students, and a reduction in education fees by institutions. Mr. Mudbidri also warned of the potential long-term impact on Australia's international education sector, which represents one of its largest exports.
The announcement made by the government has ripple effects into the future. So if 6 months down the track, the Australian government wants to start a recovery process, which will have to include the international education sector, Australia would have damaged a bit their reputation and the name by saying, now, look, we're not going to help you.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.